We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time to preview training camp. And to do it, we're joined by defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. Perry, it seems like there's an interesting dichotomy here between the offense and the defense. New system on offense, some new players. You have the same system on defense, but it seems like half your roster's different. You got a lot of new guys. What has it been like incorporating all these new faces into your defense?
It's been refreshing, a lot of fun. They have been extremely professional in their approach and how they come to learn the defense. We found that we can do a lot more things with some of the new talent that we've acquired. So we have the same philosophy. Use some of the similar schemes, but we've been able to expand also.
You know, it's funny. I was speaking to Walter Thurman, and he brought up that same type of thing. Obviously, he came from a great defense. Legion of Boom, the secondary is awesome. He goes, I like this system even better. We try to disguise things. We try to fool teams, do a lot of different things on defense. Obviously, you can't give them any trade secrets, I understand. But do you have, like, a renewed bag of tricks here that you can throw at opposing teams in 2014?
Yes, we have some things that we feel like we've put, you know, off for a number of years, and we can pull them out of the bag and expose our guys to this information and expose our guys to this new system that we have built, and they've taken to it, and we like it.
Now, a little more specifically, the Giants traditionally have been a four-man, try to get to the quarterback with their defensive lineman, because blitzing obviously opened things up in the back end. But there's no secret at the amount of talent you guys have added in the back end this year, especially at corner. I mentioned Walter Thurman, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, Stevie Brown is back from injury. Are you guys going to have more freedom to be more creative up front, getting some more pressure on the quarterback?
I think we're going to have more freedom to be creative all around with the pressure, with the coverages, with the disguising. It's been fun. It's a fun defense. We're back to putting fun back in the football. And so if we can continue to do that, it'll be an exciting 2014 for us from a scheme standpoint.
All right, very quickly, I want to touch on a couple position groups here. Defensive line, obviously sack numbers not where you wanted to be last year. With your new personnel, do you feel like you can get back to that Giant brand of football of getting after the quarterback with your front four?
I think we can get after the quarterback with our front four, and I think that we can increase our sack numbers because there's a renewed energy.
Now, obviously, losing John Beeson, looks like he could be back for the regular season opener. We'll see. How much has that loss been mitigated by having a guy like Jameel McClain here who's so verbal? I hear him as much as I hear you on the practice field, you know, communicating and being that leader. He did it outside, now he's doing it inside, weak side, strong side, the guy's all over the field.
Yeah, Jameel has been a very, very important piece of us. Even with John, they communicated well in the classroom, on the field. They're chattering all the time, and they communicate well with me too. So he will just step right in. It's a different type of player than John Beeson, and when John returns, I think they'll flow right together again, and I think it'll be a real, real positive thing for our defense.
You know, we know all about the physical talent Jaquan Williams has. We've kind of all waited for the big breakout year for him. He's had some injury issues, had trouble staying on the field from time to time. Do you think that breakout could come this year for Jaquan?
He's had a very good offseason. We've been extremely impressed with his speed, his quickness, his talent, his ability to retain. So, yes, I think this could be a breakout year for him.
Now, the secondary, how good can this group of corners be? I mean, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is the fastest guy I've ever seen in the Giants uniform. The guy's just so quick covering wide receivers. Prince is coming into his own. Walter Thurman is one of the best slot corners in the league last year. Bring back Tremaine McBride. Zach Bowman's been a starter in this league for years. Nobody talks about him. Talk about this cornerback group and the type of talent you have at your disposal there.
Yeah, I think that they are a talented group, and they are a conscientious group. They are an exciting group. And they have pretty good ball skills. So, again, can we mold them together? Can they come together as a unit? And can we exploit their talent so that they can be the best that they possibly can be? That is our goal. Not to be too complicated. Let them go out and play football, have fun, and show their God-given talent.
Now, finally, the safety group. We know about Trell. He can do everything. Play back, center field, play in the slot, play, you know, down in that box. But it seems like now, obviously, Will Hill, the loss is big. He's a very talented player. But you have young guys, Cooper Taylor, Nat Burhey, the rookie's had a lot of experience. Then you got a guy like Quinton Demps who's come along. Stevie Brown is back. And it seems like all four guys have different type of skill sets they bring to the position. Are you kind of feeling out the process of where you can use each one of these guys in your system right now?
You're exactly right. We are filling out that process. Demps has a different skill set than Cooper Taylor, and so we are trying to acquire as much information as we possibly can to see how we can use these guys in order to to make them the best that they can be. And that will be an ongoing process for us, because when you're in shorts, you can't, you know, you don't get the chance to hit and give them all the exposure that you would like to give them. So that will just take some time for us in the fall. But I definitely think this group has a potential to bring back the three safety package and make it very good.
Finally, real quick, strange coaching defense without Justin Tuck being in there?
It is. I think of Tuck always as a giant, and I kind of look for him at times. And then when I see that 91, I get ready to say Tuck, and he's not there. So, we still miss Tuck.
Perry, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Giants defensive coordinator Perry Field. Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Training camp just around the corner.